hangs them on the line with clothespins. A lot of people still do that. We're more modern now. We got us a dryer.
Yeah, lots of people do. What do you call just the thing that you sweep with?
Broom.
And then what about the electric thing?
It's a vacuum cleaner.
And what's the thing inside the vacuum cleaner that collects the dust and you take it out?
Dust bag.
All right. And then if you were going to mop the floor, what might you put the water in?
A mop bucket.
And suppose you were drawing water from a well. Again, this is before your time, I guess. But what would you put the water in?
Well, they'd have a bucket. If you draw water up, they have a certain type of thing that drops in. Catches the water, and when it comes out, you just got your bucket there that you brought with you.
If you were milking, what would the milk, what would you milk into?
Milk into a bucket.
Okay. What would it be made of?
Some of them years ago, just a metal-type bucket. I'm sure they're plastic now.
Mm-hmm. You know what kind of metal?
Galvanized metal.
All right. And then, do you have, or have you seen those machines that some people have that reduces the bulk of the garbage, makes it into a small package?
That's a compactor, they call it, compactor.
Uh-huh.
Most of the department stores sell Sears, or, you know, they sell them.
I don't know if I've ever really seen one, I've just heard of them. What do you call a big container for your garbage that you might have right outside your house?
Well, we would just call it a trash can, more or less.
All right, and what would you call the really big kind that they might have behind stores or an apartment complex?
Well, they call those a dumpster.
Is it some kind of dumpster?
It's a dumpster that's made, different companies have different types that fit their type of truck that they have that'll pick theirs up.
Mm-hmm.
And but they all call it a dumpster.
Okay. And then, let's see, what do you call the name of the man who prepares a dead body for burial?
He's a funeral home. He's an embalmer, we more or less call him.
Who's the man in charge of the funeral home? We call him the...
Probably the man, the guy that owns it.
Okay.
Funeral director, some of them call him a funeral director.
Uh-huh. And then what's the vehicle that carries the dead body?
It's an ambulance, special type of ambulance.
All right. And where do you call the place where people are buried?
A graveyard, cemetery.
Is there any difference between those?
No.
All right. How about a building above ground where people would be buried?
What do they call it, a mortuary?
Mm-hmm. And the box that you're buried in is
a casket.
And then the ceremony that they have? People wearing black at the grave or in the church?
Well, it's just more or less, that's what I'd call a burial ceremony.
Okay. Would you ever call it a funeral?
Funeral, oh yeah.
Yeah. And then if people are wearing black, you'd say they're in?
Mourning.
Mm-hmm. Then, what would you call an enclosed room designed to receive a lot of sunlight? Well,
it's just an enclosed room designed to receive a lot of sunlight.
There might be glass all the way around or three quarters of the way around or something.
I really don't know what you'd call that.
Well, if it were just screened in, what would you call it?
What do you call them? A porch, a sun porch, sun deck.
Mm-hmm.
That's where people sit out. I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that sounds like it. How about the kind of informal room in a house where you would just watch television or relax?
That's what they call a living room, more or less. Or a den.
Mm-hmm.
Or a recreation room.
What would your name be for a room that had a toilet and a sink, but it didn't have a bathtub or a shower?
A half bath.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And could you describe to me, or even better, could you draw a sketch of the house where you grew up that you remember the best? Just a floor plan kind of thing to show the location of the rooms?
Oh, yeah, I could.
Okay. And just tell me the names of the rooms, if you could sort of label them.
Well, the house that I grew up in was a small house.
Mm-hmm.